It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome on in to the First Cup Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in today as we get up, get things going, getting things done, and making it happen today. We have some great news for you today, and we will get to that shortly. Before we do, just a reminder, you can head to guidinglights.org for more good news, more positivity, and more uplifting messages. That's guidinglights.org. I want to open the show with this. Fourth graders in one of New York City's schools for gifted children were asked to complete a sentence beginning, "Let's be as quiet as..." And some of the answers, as reported in the New York Times, were a leaf turning colors, a feather falling from a bird, time passing, the first star coming out, the sun coming up in the morning, children sleeping, when you pray, and a butterfly flying. Today is March 18th, 2024. Happy Monday to you and good morning to you. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed St. Patrick's Day. Did you know that on this day, March 18th, 1965, cosmonaut Alexei Leonov made the first spacewalk? Also, March 18th is known as Forgive Mom and Dad Day and Awkward Moments Day. Time now for some animal fun facts.
Today's animal is the American beaver. Did you know, as well as ordinary eyelids, beavers have an extra see-through eyelid that acts like goggles so they can see well underwater?
Did you know, beavers are master builders of the waterways, changing their environments to make a perfect home?
And now, on to the good news of the day. Today's good news comes from Whitethorn, California. And I'm reading this article from the sunnyskies.com website. Miraculous survival. Family, including two-year-old, escapes unharmed after plane crash. In a heart-stopping incident that unfolded on March 8, 2024, a small aircraft crash in Whitethorn, California could have ended in tragedy. However, thanks to the quick response of multiple emergency agencies and a stroke of luck, all three occupants, including a two-year-old child, walked away with only minor cuts and scratches. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office received a distress call around 1:15 p.m., reporting a possible airplane crash in the vicinity of Usil Road. Deputies sprang into action, joined by a collaborative effort from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, the California Highway Patrol, CAL FIRE, Southern Humboldt Tech Rescue, and various local fire departments. Upon reaching the crash site, responders found the wreckage nestled amidst the trees. But what they discovered next defied all expectations. A 38-year-old male, a 38-year-old female, and their 2-year-old daughter, all hailing from Santa Rosa, California, emerged from the wreckage remarkably unscathed. According to MCESO's preliminary investigation, the engine of the aircraft experienced a catastrophic failure approximately 5 minutes after takeoff. Despite the pilot's best efforts to troubleshoot the issue, it became evident the plane was losing altitude rapidly. In a desperate bid to avert disaster, the pilot activated the Cirrus Airframe Parachute System, or CAPS, a remarkable safety feature equipped on the aircraft. The parachute successfully slowed the plane's descent, ultimately guiding it to a crash landing in the densely wooded area along Yellow Road. Sheriff's officials extended their gratitude to the multitude of agencies that swiftly mobilized to provide aid and support in the aftermath of the crash. That is just amazing on so many levels. You know, for one thing, it's so great that they had that capability on their aircraft to deploy the parachute system they had on board, which likely saved them all. And also the support of the first responders. You know, multiple agencies in this scenario responded, acted swiftly, and were able to respond immediately and aid in the rescue and recovery. And I don't think enough can be said about the people who take on that responsibility as a first responder. So just a big shout out today to all those working in fields that respond to these situations, that head into disasters, that run to the aid of other people. It's amazing. It's just truly amazing. And we should all support them as well. So glad that family is okay. And that is your good news for today. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I hope you guys enjoyed the good news. And if you do, please like, share the content. I really would appreciate that shout out. Each day is a new day for growth, new opportunities, and learning. And we still have 288 more days in 2024. So make each of those days count. And before we part ways today, I'm going to leave you with a really bad dad joke. Why did the coffee file a police report? Because it got mugged. And that's going to do it for the show today. I wish you a great day today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow morning.